What we've got is a real patchwork of different deals going on at different speeds at the same time. It seems to show that Switzerland's trying to get away with giving as little as way as possible. We've got a two-speed process with European countries and the US. The German and British deals have been really good for Switzerland because they just have to pay taxes and not give up banking secrecy or any client details. But the US want these details. They want to get at their clients. And it's a real arm wrestle that's reached stalemate at the moment.
So how come the Swiss have been able to get such good deals with the European countries, or at least with Britain and Germany, and are running into stalemate with the US?
Well, it's difficult to know who made the final decision in Britain and Germany, but it seems that they're happy with taking the money first. I mean, don't forget, a lot of countries are facing financial holes, and Britain and Germany seem to have said, well, let's just get the money and get on with it, whereas US have a rather ideological problem with the whole issue of tax evasion and tax havens. So they seem to be really keen on cracking down very hard.
One gets the impression sometimes that the Americans have really got it in for the Swiss.
Yes, well, that's what the Swiss would say, yes. I mean, they could say, the Swiss could argue with some justification, well, hang on a minute, there's tax evasion going on in the US, and the Florida banks are well known for taking money from Latin America, and they've got a rather strange corporate system in places like Nevada, where companies can register without having to give away much details. But, you know, that's just life. I mean, Switzerland has got itself in a mess by being pretty stupid in the US. UBS Bank were quite blatant in taking tax evasion money and got caught out. And even after they got caught out, other Swiss banks started poaching those clients from UBS, thinking they could get away with it. So in some respects, they've only got themselves to blame.
Well, and now the Swiss Senate has decided that it needn't discuss this until the next session of Parliament in December. And how do you think the US is going to react to that?
Well, they're going to be pretty cross because they've been ramping up the pressure over the last few weeks. They've been demanding information from certain banks, how many clients they have with deposits of over $50,000. The banks haven't had to give away names, but they've had to give away certain details. And the US have said, we've got 10 banks in our headlights here, and we're thinking of prosecuting them in the same way as we prosecuted UBS in 2008, and that's going to lead to big trouble. So it just depends on whether the US are going to think, well, hang on, let's let Switzerland get its general election out of the way, and then we'll approach the situation again, because obviously the politicians of Switzerland don't want to make such a decision at the moment when the votes are at stake. But sooner or later, they're going to come back at Switzerland. And most people say, do not think that US tax authorities are bluffing.